In this section, I want to do the psalm, because it's Psalm 51, the penitential psalm, so full of love and hope. In fact, I should have it ready here if I want it. I have part of it here, of course. Okay. The refrain that everybody responds to is, "Be merciful, O Lord, for what? For we have been trying really hard." Or once, years and years ago, way up in the country, I pulled back the thing into the old-fashioned confessional. I pulled it back like this, and it didn't look like anybody was there. And then a little red-headed boy's face appeared, and he said, "I'm good sometimes." I said, "Well, I'm glad to hear that. Have you got any sins?" You know, I mean, but at least there was nothing wrong with his self-image. Anyway, "Be merciful, for we have sinned." Not that we're trying hard, that we're really good, or my grandfather was a good man, or we're merciful because we've sinned. Huh? And so the text starts then, "Chaneni Elohim kechasdeka." Have mercy on me, chaneni. That's chen. Be gracious. I don't deserve it. Be gracious to me, O God, in your goodness, which is your chesed, your deep commitment to be like always faithful to the love that inspired the covenant. Your chesed. So, Haneni Elohim kehasdeka. That's how it begins. See how important it is? I forgot what the text said. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. I don't know, it doesn't do it, you know? We could, I think, work on it for a while. I'm not finding fault with the translation, and they're very difficult to translate. But you see, and according to the greatness of your rachum, blot out all my sins. And that's that word again, as I said, karov rachamecha, your rechem, your feeling for us. And according to your feeling for us, wipe out our sins, you see. Harbe kabeseni yavonai, the avonai. Completely, or have they thoroughly, that's right, but harbe, abundantly, wash away, obliterate, you see, my sins. Wash me from my sins. For my guilt. And mehatati, which is ta mehatati, shahareni, wash me of my sin. Now, what's going on when somebody really prays like that? They know the Lord. And they know who He is. And they know how gracious and forgiving He is. And they're thrilled to be able to go and leave their sins. That's the source of the gift of tears. The incredible mercy, tenderness, and forgiveness of God. That's why this is such a precious psalm, and why it's used on this very first Sunday, or actually the Wednesday. It's folks, the church is saying, if you want to pray and be sorry for your sin, just get a hold of Psalm 51. And at the end it says, you see, "I promise you, I'll tell everybody how good you are." So then it says, "Sha'ai ani eda," and I know, and they translate it, offense. It's okay. Pasha means to rebel. When I sin, what do? I say, I'm going to do whatever I well please. It's nuts. Not only because it can get us bad enough to hell, but also because it's so false to the true nature of God to do that. You see? And of my sin, cleanse me. Okay. And then it goes on. I acknowledge my offense. Starting with verse 5. Kipesha ani eda, but I've done that. Okay. Lecha levadicha chatati. You, against you, you alone have I sinned. Well, I did steal 50,000 from this guy. I sinned against him. But don't you understand? As our Lord will say much later on, whatever you did, you know, you did it to me. And so, you see, I acknowledge my rebellion, and my sin is always in front of my face. Lucky person. Lucky person. Because they can be sorry for their sin and overwhelmed by experiencing the mercy of God. That you might be tzitzdak, bidovreka, that you might be, how do they translate that anyway? No, they don't, but they should. That you are proven righteous in your judgment, I guess would be the best for that. And then the last line I'm going to, is later on in the psalm, verse 12, Lev tahor barali Elohim, create for me a clean heart. It's as big a work as creating the universe to purify the human heart. Bara. Only God can bara. There are two words in the Old Testament. We only have God as the subject. Barach, to create, and salach, to forgive. And those are the big themes of this. Only God can do this. I can go to a shrink and get to feel better, and that's useful. But forgiveness, only God. And when we forgive one another, we are participating in that divine prerogative. And that's what's being said there. Now, in the few minutes that are left, I want to look at the way that Paul takes advantage of that and exhorts the church. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors, is 2 Corinthians 5, 5:20 to 6:2. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. I don't know why they have the as if. Okay for now. Be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him, say on behalf of Christ, he made Christ to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He treated his own son like a sinner, so he could let us off the hook. Did he treat him like a sinner? He abandoned him. Suffering, insult, pain, death on the cross. Lama, lama, hasabtani. Why have you abandoned me? He didn't abandon him, but he treated him like a sinner. You see? And he made him sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Isn't that beautiful? That's what God did for us. If we don't reflect, you see, repenting for sin is not a morbid exercise. It's a joyous experience of the mercy of God. That's why we pray for the gift of tears. To be so touched by the greatness of our sin and stupidity and hardness of heart and selfishness, confronting the mercy of God, who is God. And we burst into tears. of joy and relief. That's the gift of tears. And so, did not know sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, not just set it rights again, but become the righteousness of God. That's amazing. And then it says, working together then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. That's God. You see, and he's quoting from another place, this text. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Because Paul is offering, you know, forgiveness. Now. Well, I'm afraid to go, my gosh. Now's the time to go. Well, I don't know what to say. You go. The Lord will give you the words. The Lord will show you your sin, and you'll be aghast that it's awful, but also at the mercy of the Father. And you will weep for your sins. And you see, now is a very acceptable time, Lent. I mean, it's always now a good time. But the text is applying it now to Lent, you see. Behold, now is a very acceptable time, Lent. Now is the day of salvation. Because when the church begins to celebrate Lent, the Lord pours out grace through the prayers, the songs, the masses, the communions, the preaching, through everybody's individual prayer, the Lord is pouring out forgiveness. Forgiveness. And if we catch on, if we really see what our sin is and what God's forgiveness is, we're so overwhelmed by grace, by gratitude, that God would do that for us. And it cost him his blood. The blood poured out for us in atonement for sin is the blood of God himself, the second person of the Trinity. That's love, my friends. That's love. So, one of the things you can do right now before you say this psalm again is think where you harbor grudges. And get rid of them. Forgive. I don't care what it is. Forgive. Well, I can't. You can try. And if you just say, Lord, I forgive whatever. My father, my mother, my cousin, my enemy, my boss, that work puts you in touch with God because he's doing that all the time. And if he didn't, nobody could call a cop. And so, you see, now is an acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is to go back, you see, and receive the grace of God. Receive God's forgiveness. The very asking for forgiveness is already the first act of God within us. It's the beginning grace. Amen.